Quantum Realm Construction Woodcraft, this is Mark.
Oh, hey, Mark, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, hi, Tina, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
Good.
I was actually just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
Yep.
And I didn't
know. Yeah, I shut that account down. Yeah.
No wonder. Okay.
Yeah, I shut that account. It was personal. And I'm moving on. So I appreciate what you guys have done for me. But I'm just not sure it's the best plan for me. I did get boosted up in Arthur, but Arthur is like not my premier place. And you guys never did anything for the Champagne. So, I'm paying another marketing team a lot of money to actually build out a nice SEO website and do some other Google ads and stuff. So I think I'm going another route at this point. So not gonna renew, I think. So.
Okay. I need to give you some options then, because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged
mm-hmm.
with your e-signature, you agreed
mm-hmm.
to an automatic renewal each month on the 16th. And in order to
okay.
prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $199
mm-hmm.
past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because come May 16th, that would have reoccurred to $398, and it continues to do so until this settles. So, one thing I do want to let you know, because I'm not sure if you've been on your dashboard or not, but this is
mm-hmm.
showing us that in the time that you've been with us, your company
mm-hmm.
has been found on Google. Well, it says 283
yeah.
Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call
uh-huh.
you from the first page. So I'm
yeah.
thinking that you must be receiving
it. I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I've gotten some leads. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been at all. I'm not complaining like Angie. Angie's just been a waste of money. But
right.
You guys have gotten me some leads. I'm not complaining about that. It's just I think that I'm going another route, because I'm paying a lot more money to have some different levels of marketing and types of things marketing done.
Right.
What can you guys do for sales funnels? Like pop-up pages, social media, because the social media is not doing anything. I'd seen that you guys had some stuff in Facebook, and Facebook wasn't really working. All I was getting was spam, and I was end up paying for it. I don't know. You got to come up with a better option. I mean, whatever. I'll take care of what I need to, one-time payment, but then we got to cancel it. But if you
mm-hmm.
come up with something that's going to generate some sales funnels, like leads,
mm-hmm.
not just click through calls. Like I'm getting some stuff taken care of on one front. I'd
okay.
like to see something different on another front. You know, Arthur's
understood.
All good in that, but they're small dollar amounts and, you know, just not getting a lot of, anyway, doesn't matter. So what do you think you can do as far as creating some sales funnels?
Have you heard of Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, I'm already Google Guaranteed.
Oh, you're already doing that program?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's
yeah,
the pay-per-lead program.
Yeah, I tell you, the other guys really put me on it. I'm doing Google ads and do local area ads, local service ads.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a few things already.
Okay, so then I wouldn't recommend that, because you're already doing it. So the only
mm-hmm.
other thing that you could do is, when a company like yours is in Arthur, right, and
yeah.
We set up the Google business page, it's always set up to the business address, which means you'll be found there in some of the surrounding areas. If you want
yeah.
to target Champaign, the only way you can do it is through the Facebook ads, which you didn't like, so we took those off, or we
yeah.
could do some Google paid ads. So with the Google paid ads, the minimum budget to run them is $300 a month. But have you
yeah.
ever seen how when you do a search online, there's a couple of companies at the very top that actually say ad next to them?
Yeah, they say sponsored.
Exactly. So, and how that works differently with the local service ads is the local service ads is a pay-per-lead program. You already have that set up with the other company, right? Also known as Google Guaranteed. With these, it's a pay-per-click campaign, so it's much more affordable, okay? So what happens is each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas in Champaign, even some of the surrounding areas, wherever you want to target them. That's free. You don't pay anything for it, okay? But once people start clicking on you, let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is a dollar.
Yeah. Go ahead. I've got another call coming in.
You can take it. Yeah.
I want you to call me back if we get dropped, okay?
You got it. Okay. No problem.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see if I... they went through the voicemail. All right.
Oh,
so,
sorry about that, Mark. Okay.
Do you guys do anything with websites?
Yes. Yeah. We have a custom web design. It's called a My Site, where we could
What I really am looking for is someone that can optimize my existing website on Squarespace.
Okay.
It has to be Squarespace because that's where my brother's account is. I manage it. I've built that website, and it needs a little work and tweaking and SEO optimization, and they're building me another website. So it's like I'm trying to figure out how to utilize my existing website to the best that I can.
Yeah.
And I know that requires some SEO work.
So what you're looking for is called on-site SEO. It's where someone tinkers around with your site and puts in meta tags and phrases in hopes that it gets better rankings. It's not a bad mechanism, Mark. It's just extremely outdated. So 20 years ago, when people first started knowing that being on Google was relevant, that's how they would do
SEOs.
It. They would tinker around with the website. Exactly.
Yeah, I remember that now. I remember seeing a TikTok guy saying, like, that's old. Okay.
It's
all right.
Old. Yeah. So now in order
to... SEO optimization is important, but the content is... Like, from what I understand, the content is what drives it, like the back-end stuff that's being developed for the content and the references and the links and stuff. So
you're very smart.
Anyway.
You're right. You're right. The references, the links, reviews, content creation, which makes a potential client, when they see you, have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, even prior to picking up the phone and calling. So I think you'd probably do excellent with the Google ads because, those ads, they stretch out a lot longer than, what a local service ad would. And that way, potentially, you would be on the first page in three spotlight positions. So you'd have the first page placement in the maps, which is what we've already achieved for you. But that's tied into Arthur, right? And then you would also have the paid ads running in Champaign and designated areas. And then you also have the local service ads through the other company. So that way you...
So let me ask you this. How does the ads work, right? Because I don't want to just pop up for construction, right?
Okay.
I'm specializing in what I do. And I'm focusing... I need to scale way back on all the stuff that I've listed on there. I can do all that, but and if I get pulled up for the construction, that's fine. But I'm really trying to get really high ticket dollar items with historic restoration. I'm looking to be a supplier for tiny homes and tiny home developments and ADUs.
Very
cool. What I've got these guys focusing on, building the new website out on, is those two things. And then hardscape design. And hardscape design. Kitchens, outdoor kitchens and baths. So, not baths, outdoor kitchens and living spaces. So, how could we target the ads to do that?
So when we set them up, we just hone in on those keywords, historic restorations, tiny home development, ADUs, hardscape design, outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces. So we eliminate all of those other keywords, which would probably bring you stuff that you're not really wanting to focus on.
Yeah.
And
no,
that's
remodels.
Very smart,
I don't care
actually.
About remodels.
Yes.
Everybody
and you know what,
remodels.
Mark? because that 300 is a pay-per-click campaign, that's very smart to focus on a smaller demographic of high-end keywords, because that way your budget will stretch out farther. You know what I mean? Because let's say you have remodel keywords in there along with these high-end keywords, then you're getting clicks on stuff that you're not really wanting to focus on, you know? So that way this budget will stretch out longer for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mind the general construction, right? So whatever the keywords remain with that, general contractor, general construction.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so right now, like, the Arthur stuff is just okay. I don't want it, you know, I don't want to focus on that. It's not a big deal. There's, like, a million good contractors there that have been there longer than I have. You know, they're all Amish or Amish families, and they're just really good. So I'm not able to compete in that market.
Yes.
Unless I specialize with the historic building restorations. So,
got it.
And I've already done that. That's already what I'm known for in the area down there. It's just, I need to get more business like that. So,
yes.
I don't know. So what are we looking at then? Can we change up like the existing amount that I pay? I'm okay with like, you know, I've gotten some stuff from the Arthur leads and that's fine. I guess that's okay, but you know, at some point, like it's not where I'm trying to build my business, clientele at. So I needed to focus outside of that. And right
okay.
now I'm paying money to advertise me in Arthur. And while that's generated some decent leads, it's nothing that, you know, I'm really nothing that's really come through. I take that back. I've had one really, really great lead, but they weren't from Arthur. They were from another place who
mm-hmm.
looked in Arthur for a contractor who specialized in custom carpentry.
Wow,
so,
that's cool.
So
that,
that's
what a
fine.
Story. Yeah, what a story. They weren't even looking at Arthur, but that's how they found you initially.
No, yeah,
right?
They were looking in Arthur, but they're from an hour away because they're known
oh.
for their Amish carpenters. And I'm not Amish, but I just happen to be a well-known special custom carpenter there for different things in building construction.
Yes.
So,
oh, how funny.
Anyway, okay, so what are we looking at? Like,
so
like,
if
I gotta figure
you wanted
this out.
To add the Google paid ads on top of what you have, it would be $4.99 monthly, but
mm-hmm.
I could help you out a little bit and put you into a loyalty program and take off $50 a month. So it would be $4.49 monthly. And the breakdown would be you'd still get the 300 each month worth of the Google ads, but your local map optimization would reduce to just $1.49 monthly. Okay. Or you could just convert the whole thing to Google Ads only, and you would just pay $300 a month. But my fear there is that you start, you know, dropping off the first page in Arthur, and if you've gotten even just a couple of good hits here and there, it might be worth it to keep it for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're saying with the Google Ads, so you're saying I'd be running $300.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be running $300, and that's what, is that a pay-per-click?
Yes, so let's say that $300 budget, what they would do is they would calculate it out and give you a daily rate of somewhere around $9 a day. And the intention there is so that $300 stretches throughout the whole month and that you never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month, because we'll put a cap on it. And then again, each morning your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on it, let's say, you know, like I said, it's $1 a click and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you rotate off and someone else rotates on. And again, that's
right.
a good thing, because it prevents you from getting a $1,000 bill at the end of the month. You know,
so I really think
you'd like it.
Yeah, let me ask. So, all right. So could we actively mix it up from month to month to see what kind of leads I'm getting? So
yes,
if I want to change some, because I can tell you right now, you know, I'll get a ton of clicks. I'll still show up in the search results though, right?
Yes,
not
yeah,
necessarily sponsored.
If you keep that $4.49 package, you'll still show up in the search results. Absolutely.
But that'll only be for Arthur.
Well, here's the thing, Mark. I have to tell you that how it works on Google is that it is tied into your physical address that you set up in Arthur, right? But
right.
It starts spiderwebbing out into the surrounding areas, meaning the more people that find you in those outskirting areas, the better results that you'll have on the maps, okay? So if you're bundling it with paid ads and you're targeting Champaign, what happens is Google starts tracking, oh, there's a bunch of people clicking on this Google business profile from Champaign, even though it's in Arthur. And eventually you can start spiderwebbing out on the maps even closer to that area, you know, just organically by the people that are finding you in the ads.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think that that's why I think that you would really love it, you know, because it Google tracks, you know, where those clicks are coming from. And if you're relevant in a certain area, they'll want you to be showing there, right? So, you know, that's how those work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So that's more like it. All right. Hold on. I'm talking to my plumber.
Okay. No problem.
I just got to ask. I mean, like, what do you think the lifespan of this is? Because to me, when I see that plastic, all I think is hot and cold, and in 2 years, it's all going to crack. That's not stable. That'll rip out. If this thing keeps moving, like, you know, we turn it on, turn it off, turn it on, turn it off. Over time, that's going to just keep moving, and that's going to be a shit piece of, you know, a plastic. I know, but how many times are you going to go back? 2-3 years later? It's like, I mean, people are probably just going to leave them there. But the thing is we're going to be using it a lot. That's the problem. It's like, maybe I can just put it on a timer or something and leave it on. Because that'll hold like that, right, if we put a different system on that's basically a timer, so it'll water the plants and stuff. Okay, all right, I'm just going to deal with it. I would have liked metal, I'm not going to lie, but I mean, this is going to be fine for a while.
We always use.
I know. It's not the quality of product that I would like, though, just so you know that. I'm not complaining. You did a good job. I'm not, like, sweating that, but it would have been nice if we could have had a metal piece on there, because plastic just breaks. ABS, whatever it is, it just breaks. I've had so much of it break on different things, all kinds of things. So plastic outside where it's exposed to these extreme hot and cold environment.
Look, 4.5 years I've been working with Alper. I've put a bunch of them in.
Okay.
They haven't had to grow.
Okay. All right. I'm going to trust that. All right.
You
know, cool.
Let's go back because they leave the hose hooked up to it.
Okay. Yeah, I know, right? Okay, well, that's good. Do I need to sign anything, or are they just going to give me a bill, or what? Yep, that's what I was thinking. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Louise. I appreciate it. You have a great day, okay?
You too.
Thank you for your help.
I'm going to make a bill real quick, and I'll have you sign it.
Sounds great. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, hi, Mark. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're thinking that an ideal path would just to do Google Ads, and I can focus in Champaign with Google Ads, right?
Absolutely. You can focus wherever you want with the Google Ads. That's the beauty of it.
Great.
You can, you know, target Champaign, but let's say there's even another high-end area 20 minutes away from there. You can target that area as well. You know, you can target wherever you want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's all good. What I just don't think 9 clicks are going to go very far. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I say you're smart. Well, no, I was giving you a hypothetical. Pay-per-click rates are different for every keyword and every demographic. I was just giving you an example just so you know how they work.
That's what I thought.
But what I will tell you is if you do it strategically and as smart as you just told me by condensing the keywords to those few, you know, take out the construction, take out the remodels, focus on historic restoration, tiny home development, ADUs, hardscape. If you do that, like I said, that pay-per-click rate is going to last a lot longer because sometimes people ask me, can I have 100 keywords, Tina? And the answer is yes, of course you can. But what happens is those ads go up in the morning and then, you know, a few minutes later they rotate off because there's so many keywords, they're getting clicks for stuff they don't even want to deal with that's eating up their budget, right? So I think if you condensed it to this short list of keywords, I think that that $9 a day budget is going to work very successfully for you, to be honest. And you can always increase it as you go if you wanted to. You know, sometimes people call me and they're like, I did so good off of that $300 budget. I want to increase it to $500 this month. You know, why wouldn't I if I'm making money, you know? So you could always play around with the budget and add to it if you wanted to, or like you said, modify it as far as looking at keywords and areas and whatnot. But I think that, you know, with what you're looking for, it's going to do very, very well.
All right. So if we start out, if we start out with keywords, then what I'd like to do is, like, I want to experiment. I mean, can you do some market research on me from Google end, and tell me, like, what the number of searches are for a couple keywords so that I can probably target the right keywords?
I can't, but I can set an appointment with one of the technicians. Let's say you wanted to add the Google ads, rather than just setting them up and sending them a note like, hey, please target champagne and use these keywords. I can have them call you first, and they can go over the demographics of which keywords are generating the most revenue based on what you're looking for. And then between you and them, you can actually hone in on, you know, which ones you're using before they go live. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, that would probably be a better route for you to
go. I'm forking out $3,000 already. It's going to be $3,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, it'll be worth it for you, though. If you're doing LSA, that's going to be a really good campaign for you. So, you know, stick with it. I don't know, you know, what else they're doing with your website, but with what the keywords that you're
having
them
building.
That's great.
Yeah, they're building
them
specifically for my tiny homes and historic restoration.
What's that new web address, do you know?
I don't have it yet. They're in the back end development right now. I'm not sure yet what that's going to be.
The reason I ask is we can, you know, start the Google Ads right away and use your website, right? But once that website launches, since it's in tune with the same keywords that we're promoting you in the ad.
That's right.
Why wouldn't we start, you know, putting that website on the ads instead of, you know, the one that
you have
now?
I think it would depend on what we're trying to promote.
Yes,
absolutely. And that might be a good option for just general construction once we get that going. I would like to try, I'm okay. Let's do this. I'll go ahead and back pay, and then let's change it up.
Okay.
As far as like the Google Ads system goes, and let's work towards getting me a phone call where we can do some, where I can talk to somebody, do some research on keyword optimization as far as like what I could target, for a limited number of keywords in the campaign area. So let's go ahead and do it. What do you need from me?
Okay, so do you want to do the $449 package then and bundle with the ads, or do you want to just do the $199 and take care of your past due?
No, well, I mean, I need to take care of the past due, right?
Yes, exactly. But if you bundle
and
it with the ads, you're saving $50 because I with the ads, I can lower that to $149. But without the ads,
and that's and I can do that. I can do that.
Okay,
so what's my total back pay and what's my total due right now?
So it would be $449 with everything, okay, including the past due amount. And then what I'm going to do is also push the next billing out 30 days because your billing cycle is on the 16th. And even though that was only, what, like last week, I don't want you to have, you know, less than a full month of service. So what I'll do is I'll push the next one out till May 16th. That way everything starts fresh and you have a whole full month of service. And then as far as what I need from you, the visa that we have, I think is no good. So, I don't know if they sent you a new one, but if they did, is it
I closed that account. I'm using 100%.
Oh, that's right. Okay. It's a business account now. Okay. So for the business account, is it still the Spruce Street address for billing or is it a PO box or a different address?
Oh yeah. No, that's actually my business address. Yes. That's
excellent.
Fun.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. All right, let me grab that info real quick. All right, you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
4482.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the
phone cracked up. I only heard 4482. Then what's the next set?
And the name is not marked on that, so.
Oh, okay, but let's go back to the card number and then we'll fix the name. So 4482, and then
Lucia?
What's next?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Lucia?
Can you hear me? I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
I think I lost
hello.
You. Did I lose
I'm
you?
Here.
Are you there?
I'll text you. Hold on a second. I can hear you.
Huh? Yeah. I know, right? Better pay off, Jordan.
Can you hear me now?
This is that local splash. They're going to start doing Google ads for me.
Hello?